You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy at Denver's Mix 100. Screwball Spirits sponsors this game of Rattle Off. These lines, as requested,
yes,
are full.
You guys came through. Thank you.
Every line lit up right
Ooh.
Now. Wouldn't it be funny? We got all these people, and then the first contestant wins.
I know. I was thinking about that.
John says, God, I hope that's what happens. Right, John?
No, I'm going to let you guys down this morning.
Yeah, well, it's not us you'd be letting down. I mean, you'd be letting down all these people who are on hold.
Yeah. It's all right.
What are you doing today, John?
Nothing much. Just hanging out with you guys right now.
That's
just
good.
Chilling, huh?
No place you'd rather be, probably.
That's it.
You don't have to laugh.
You seem like a pretty relaxed guy, John.
I am.
It's a good mindset to be in. Yeah, you'll live a long time.
When's the last time you got really angry?
I don't know. Probably when the kids did something stupid. I don't know.
Kids did something stupid.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, it happens.
It is a kid's lot in life.
That could be a
stupid,
funny show topic. What's the stupidest thing your kid did?
I'm making a note right now.
That's darn funny.
What's the last stupid thing your kid did?
We'll give you credit.
What's the last thing your kid did, John?
You know, we got them kites for Easter. And they're kind of big. They're the Costco ones.
Mm-hmm.
And my son wanted to take his out the other day. I'm like, no, there's not enough room in the street. There's too many trees. So what does he do? He takes it out and gets stuck in a tree in like 1 minute.
There you go. Stupid. Stupid kid.
Yeah. I told you you should have listened.
That's right. Listen to your dad. All right. Write John down on your notes so we can give him credit for this topic when we do it.
All right. John.
John and his stupid kids.
What town do you live in, John?
I'm in Littleton.
All right.
John from Littleton. Little fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. We'll do that as
Thank
a segment
you.
On our show in some upcoming day. And we'll give you credit
I'll
for it.
For something else.
And let's not, like, kid ourselves, John. When you were young, you would have taken that kite out there and flown it also.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm sure.
Screw that guy. I'm taking it out.
All right. Put that phone right up to your mouth so we can hear you loud and clear. The game we have for you, rattle off in 10 seconds. The letter is B, as in basketball, baseball, B. We need 5 foods that begin with B. Ready? And go.
Oh, beef stew, bologna, bacon.
You got the brisket in. That's 4.
Beef jerky.
You left out burgers.
Beer?
I know.
Would
beer
accepted beer?
Can...
Yeah. Some people, Calorie. That's a meal. Darn it,
Liquid
John.
Diet. Listen, at least you gave us an idea for a segment, so thank you for your time. Thanks for listening, buddy.
You got it. Have a good day, guys.
See you, bud.
Bye-bye now. There he goes. Hey, Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So glad you called us. What are you doing today?
I'm on my way to a MOPS group right now.
Are you?
Mothers of Preschool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like a blast.
Is it fun?
Gives us a break from the preschoolers and hang out with other moms.
Yeah, there is that. Some good bonding time, I bet.
Yes.
That's good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I only have 1 preschooler, but I have 3 kids.
Yeah. How old is your oldest?
She's 7.
What is she into these days? What are 7-year-olds into?
She's into JoJo Siwa. And gymnastics.
Same.
Dancing.
Hmm. Same.
Those are the same 2 things Jeremy's
I love
right
gymnastics
now.
And dancing.
Yeah. I'm sure you're great at it.
I'm really flexible.
He's not that
The
good.
Tights are a little restrictive, but
yeah.
30 he minutes in, you get used to it.
He had an unfortunate accident on the balance beam.
Yeah.
And for the next couple of days, I was working with this guy.
It was the worst. We're just joking. We're just goofing.
Caroline, put that phone right up to your mouth so we don't lose you here. And rattle off for me in 10 seconds, since we were talking about billionaires a few minutes ago. We want the names of 5 billionaires. Ready and go.
Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
One.
I don't know. Elon Musk.
You got 2.
Yeah.
And
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates and Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
Yep. And
Oprah. Oprah's
the guy who owns the Mavericks. Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Cuban. Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg is a billionaire.
Facebook. See?
Yeah.
Dang it. You should have given me these examples before.
Sorry. Mm.
Interesting approach. Hey, you are delightful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there she goes. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good.
We're fine.
What are you doing today?
Just working.
What do you do?
I'm kind of a catch-all for a company. I'll save the name, so I'm not stealing your guys' advertising. But I do a bunch of work. Like, we do maintenance on commercial fleet trucks, equipment, loaders, stuff like that. Today, I'm just running a bunch of return parts and dropping things off, stuff like that.
That's all right. You're out in the fresh air. Good.
What kind of beverage you got in the vehicle with you today?
I just finished my Gatorade, and I'm about to crack open a Red Bull, actually.
Whoa, man. You're going to be wired.
Didn't you hear us talking earlier about how these things cause you to crash later on? I don't mean crash your vehicle, but you know, physically.
I did. Yeah, no, I did hear that. And I was contemplating on grabbing something else to drink, actually, after I heard that. But
water. Just drink
they
water.
Say water. Water gives you energy, yeah. Actually.
Are you one of these?
I should drink a lot more water.
Are you one of these dudes that drinks like 3 Red Bulls a day?
No, I usually try to keep it to 1.
That's good. Your heart thanks you.
Yeah, I used to be really bad with it, but.
Yeah, you're cutting back.
Yeah, try.
All right,
let's play some Rattle Off, Cody. You ready to try it?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Let's go.
10 seconds. Give me 5 of the original 13 colonies. 5 of the original 13 colonies. Ready? And go.
Massachusetts, Delaware, Maryland, Louisiana.
I don't think I would have gotten that one.
You wouldn't have?
I don't think so.
New York? Pennsylvania?
New York. Pennsylvania. Okay.
Vermont? New Hampshire?
Oh, look at that.
Dude.
Wow, look at Dom.
All you got to do is just rattle off the states in the Northeast, and that's pretty much it.
Or Google it before you ask the question. I mean, there's that, too.
Oh, Cody. Listen, you drive carefully, and thank you for spending your mornings with us. We really appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Cody. We got the greatest listeners. Katie, don't we have the greatest listeners?
Yeah, I might be a little biased, but I think so.
Yeah, I think you can.
You're one of them, girl.
Girl.
What are you doing today, Katie?
Trying to get a little work done. I'm really tired, though. My daughter kept me up a lot last night.
You sound exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bags under your eyes today are wicked.
Oh, yeah, you can see those, too?
I can see them from here.
We can feel them. We're feeling your bags.
Why was she up all night?
She's teething.
Oh, no. Do you rub that stuff on her gums? What's that stuff you
Orogel?
Rub on her? Something like that?
Pine Sol?
No. Mm-hmm. No, we gave her Tylenol. We only do that when it's a really bad night, but it took us like 3 hours to get her.
Well, this sounds like a bad night.
Oh, goodness.
You do the whiskey trick, right? Is anyone allowed to do that anymore? Like they did back in the olden days in the colonies where you rub the whiskey on the gums?
You give me grief about things I say, and now you're telling our listeners to pump whiskey into their children.
No, no, we're not saying give her a shot. You just rub a little on there to numb them. Right?
I don't think
And then mommy takes a shot, too, and goes back to bed. That's how it works.
Katie says, I already got that covered.
Do you have a really important...
Makes me think our parents had it easier.
What's your job? What do you do? Because I'm afraid you might screw something up today.
I'm an auditor.
A what?
An auditor. Like, I go into big companies and look at what they're doing.
Yeah, you better double check your math today, because
I have so many questions about that job. Like, what's the worst scandal you ever uncovered? Like, how much money?
Oh, nothing exciting.
Oh, well then,
yeah.
What good are you then? I was hoping you'd say, I found this company where one person had like embezzled something like $6 million or something.
Yeah, she's like, eh, 20, 30 bucks.
I'm not so material.
All right, let's play Rattle Off so you can go take a nap. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
10 seconds. I need five. This is from a story we were talking about yesterday, I think. Five different things that can distract you while you're driving. Five things that might distract you while driving. Ready and go.
Cell phones, dogs, kids, like balls going out in the road, homework, stress. And
homework.
Did you say a bald guy out in the road?
No, balls in the road.
No, a ball that like roll, like kids playing sports and their ball rolls out in the road.
Yeah,
you never heard of being distracted by balls?
Yes, I get that, but I thought she said a bald guy out in the road.
Gotcha.
And I was like, what's he doing out
there?
Is that
Jeff Bezos?
So the only question left then is homework.
Homework, Katie.
Oh, you've never seen people like doing their homework while driving or like stuck in traffic and they're like reading a textbook?
I've never seen
it,
but I also cannot
happens.
Deny that it's a possibility.
Sure, you got your biology book.
Have to give it to you, I think.
Probably.
I'm sure there are people who have been distracted by homework or even trying to help their kids with their homework on the way to school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
You should have done this last night.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We'll say you're a winner. Exhausted Katie wins today.
Ooh, Katie, go rest. Go take a nap.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Hold on. Josh will tell you about your prize. Don't go anywhere. Well, there you go.
Boom.
It was fun today.
Real good.
See how much fun it is when everybody calls?
I'm glad we didn't cancel it for today.